is Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike, and my location is Simpsonville, South Carolina. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeater and is also available via our Echolink node 545072. In the event of an emergency, this net may be activated. Located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are welcome and invited to check in. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net thanks the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society for allowing us to host our net on their repeater. Check-ins. Does anyone have any formal or emergency traffic for the net? If so, please call AK4HR Net Control. Formal or emergency traffic, we'll move on and see if we have any bulletins or announcements for the good of the net. If so, please call AK4HR Net Control. For announcements, we'll now begin the roll call. Please remember this is a directed net. All stations, with or without traffic, are invited to check in. You're requested to check in when your alphabetical group is called based on the suffix of your call sign. When you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. Before we begin our check-ins tonight, I've got quite a few people signed in via the pre-net check-in feature available on the barrage.cc website. Again, this function just allows folks that may not be available at 9 o'clock to just kind of keep in touch with us and check in through the website. So let me go ahead and move through that list real quick, and then we'll move on to the Echolink and RF check-ins. Up first, we've got Richard and his family. That's Kilo Alpha 3 Juliet Charlie Alpha, KA3JCA. And Richard brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Sally. That's Kilo Alpha 4 Juliet Charlie Alpha, KA4JCA. And their daughter, Miss Ashley, that's Kilo Alpha 4 Alpha Charlie Lima, KA4ACL. And Richard also checks in the Upstate Radio Amateur Club call sign with K3DOV. So, Richard, appreciate you bringing those folks along. Good to get you checked in here. Good to hear you back on the repeater. So good to see you guys back checking in with us. Up next, we've got Brian. That's Kilo Mike 4 Juliet Whiskey Papa, KM4 JWP, and Brian's over in Spartanburg. Up next, we've got Fred. That's Whiskey 4 Foxtrot Charlie Mike, W4FCM, and good to get Fred in here. Up next, we've got Mel. That's Kilo 4 X-Ray Mike Romeo, K4XMR, and I'm sorry, I think I said Mike, but I meant Mel. I don't know where I was good, and Mel's down in Prosperity, and good to get Mel signed in here. Up next, we've got our friend Pat over in Maldon, K4OSH. Always good to see Pat's call sign checking in here. Up next, we've got Andy up on Table Rock. That's Kilo India 4 Lima Zulu India KI4LZI. Always good to see Andy's call sign there as well. Next up in the lease has got Roland over in Pickens, Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey K1CJW. Goodness, Roland, getting your call sign backwards there. Up next, we've got Tony up in Asheville. That's November 4 Alpha Sierra Whiskey N4ASW. Up next, we've got Jack over in Greenville. That's Kilo Juliet 4 Uniform Hotel Foxtrot. Always good to see Jack's call sign there as well. Almost near the bottom of the list to see if we can get it before my radio time's out here. Up next, we've got Andrew. That's Whiskey 2 Alpha Mike Delta, W2AMD. Up next, we've got Leroy. That's Kilo Alpha 5 Whiskey Lima Lima. And last but not least, I think we've got Ben. Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey, KO4ZEW. Let me just refresh my screen here. The drop mic drop there. You probably heard that notification in the background. Apparently, I was talking too long. But with the net refresh, I do have one additional call sign. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Yankee X-Ray, KO4ZYX, and that's Daniel. So Daniel got you there in the end of that pre-checking group. So let me take a second here and let the repeater, not the repeater reset because we're in net mode, but let my voice reset, and I'll be right back. Pause there. Just had to catch my breath there. Good group of check-ins there for the pre-net function, our pre-net check-ins function. Again, that just allows folks to stay in touch with the net and get us logged in here for those folks that may not be available for the 9 o'clock net startup time. So, again, appreciate those folks checking in, and good to get them here logged into our net tonight. All right. We'll pause for a moment here. New Hams, I'd like to just take a second to recognize New Hams or allow them to check in. New Hams to the area, New Hams to Ham Radio that may not be familiar with our net and our check-in procedures. If you would just throw your call sign out there, and we'll talk you through exactly how to check in the net. So New Hams only, wishing to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet tonight, please call AK4HR Net Control. Hams, doesn't sound like we have anybody at the moment, but I'd like to pause just again in case somebody's not too sure exactly how we check into the net. I know some folks, when they initial get in there, hear us say negative, negative, or no comments, no traffic, not really sure exactly how that means or what that means, but again, want to be as welcoming as possible, so get as many folks checked in here and keep the conversation going. So not hearing any new Hams. Let me check my Echolink node. It doesn't look like I have anybody signed in currently for Echolink, so we'll go ahead and move on down to our RF check-ins. And tonight being Saturday night, we'll start with the Alpha through Delta group. A through D, begin check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet tonight. Please call AK4HR, Net Control.
4HR.
Say 4 Alpha Golf.
4 DTY, Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee. This is Daniel, and I'm Mobile and Taylor tonight.
HR. Mike, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
Net Control. Please check in Kilo 9 Oscar Hotel. That is K9OH Billy. Also, please check in my wife, Miss Nancy. Her call is Kilo November 4 Delta Bravo Quebec. And we're both in Anderson this evening. We'll be in and out short time. 73 all on the net. Have a great evening.
AK4HR. Good evening, Mike. Thanks for calling that tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4HR. Please check in November 4 Delta Juliet Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative.
4HR. And Mike, please check in Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
I'm ready to start off the net tonight with Alpha through Delta group. Let me go ahead and acknowledge those stations that checked in there. First, we got Donald. That's Alpha Charlie 4 Alpha Golf, AC4AG. And Donald got you checked in here. Up next, we've got Daniel. That's Kilo India 4 Delta Tango Yankee, KI4DTY. And Daniel, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next, we've got Rick and his family. That's Kilo Kilo 4 Mike. Goodness, Rick, sorry, I can't get your call sign out. Getting in a hurry, getting ahead of myself. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey. There we go, KK4DMW. And Rick, sounding good. Appreciate you bringing your sweetheart, Miss Lorena, along. That's Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar. And, of course, their daughter, Michelle. That's Kilo, Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec. Rick, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Good to hear you. Up next, I've got Billy. That's K9OH. Billy, always good to hear you, my friend. Appreciate you coming by. And, of course, Billy brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Nancy. That's Kilo, November 4, Bravo. Goodness. Skipping over letters again. Kilo November 4, Delta Bravo, Quebec. That's Nancy's call sign. Sorry about that, Billy. I'll get it better the next time you check in with me. Up next, we got Dave. That's W4DJW. Net manager, Dave. Appreciate everything you do. And, yeah, somehow it sneaks up on me when I call the net. But definitely glad to do it, sir. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. So always good to hear you, my friend. And we'll talk again soon. Up next, we've got Jerry. That's November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, N4DJC. And last but not least in that group, we've got Kurt. That's Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. And Kurt, sounding good in the repeater. Appreciate you taking the time to stop by and check in with us. All right, that was a pretty good start. So we'll give one more call here, see if we have any additional stations in the Alpha through Delta group. A through D, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Whiskey Delta 4, Delta Yankee Hotel, WD4DYH. Johnny, Travis S, no traffic, no roundtable.
And KJ4WVM, Kilo Juliet 4, Whiskey, Zulu Mike. Daniel, also travel address, no traffic, no roundtable. Good evening, Mike. Have a good night.
HR, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
There's, I think we wrapped up the Alpha through Delta group. First, like to welcome Johnny, WD4DYH, another man with a plan that wears a lot of hats, doing a lot of stuff for the good of the club and the repeater. So, Johnny, always good to hear you, my friend. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we've got Daniel. That's KJ4, Kilo Juliet 4, Whiskey Zulu Mike. And, Daniel, sounding good, my friend. Good to hear your voice on the repeater. Appreciate you stopping by. And last but not least in that group, we got Dave. That's Kilo Bravo 2. Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2BYQ. And Dave, you're sounding good into the repeater. Appreciate you stopping by. All right, I think we've got most of the Alpha through Delta group, so we'll go on and slide down the alphabet a little bit to the Echo through Hotel group. E through H, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR. Begin just after. This is November for Alpha Hotel Oscar. And for AHO, Doug in Walhalla, negative and negative, 73 to net.
For HR, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, KC4EGN, Harry and Candler, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks. Good to hear you.
AK4HR. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-Ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina, and I will be in and out tonight. Thanks for calling the net.
As we move on through the alphabet for the Echo Through Hotel group, and Doug, no worries. Usually I give three or four calls, but I'm trying to streamline a little bit so my Uniform Through Zulu group doesn't check in at like 10 minutes to 10. But no worries, Patrick. Doug, I appreciate you getting in there at the end of the Alpha Through Delta group, beginning of the Echo Through Hotel group. Not a problem. And Doug's call sign, November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar. So, Doug, appreciate you sneaking in there for sure. Good to hear you and get you logged in here. Appreciate you stopping by. Up next, our friend Harry up in Candler, North Carolina. That's Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN. And Harry, always good to hear your voice. Appreciate you stopping by on a Saturday night and hanging out with us for a little while. Up next in that group, we had Patrick over in Penrose, North Carolina. Patrick, Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-Ray, KO4HKX. And Patrick, same to you, sir. Always good to hear your voice and appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us on a Saturday night. And Patrick, of course, rounds out that group, so we'll give one more call here for the Echo Through Hotel group before we move on through the alphabet. E through H, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTC, this is Wendy and Simpsonville. I'll be negative, negative. Please also check in my husband, Mark, Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB. He's negative and negative also. Thanks for calling the net.
A long pause there. I thought somebody might come in on your coattails, but Wendy, definitely good to hear you. Wendy's one of our Monday night net controllers, and of course other nights I think she might swap in as well. I know, well, I'm pretty sure I've heard her on other nights, but primarily Monday night. Anyway, Wendy, it was definitely good to hear you. Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP, and Wendy brings along with her sweetheart Mark, our Sunday night net controller normally. That's Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB. So, Wendy, good to hear you, and I appreciate you bringing Mark along. Sounding good into the repeater, but you probably don't need that. You always sound good into the repeater. But anyway, thanks so much for stopping by on a Saturday night, Wendy. Good to talk to you. Hopefully I'll be around Monday to return the favor and check into your net. All right, so let's go ahead and pause here. I did see one Echolink station signed in, so we'll pause for Echolink stations. Echolink stations only. Wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR, thank you for the acknowledgement there. Please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Mike Quebec, November, Russell in Darlington. I'll be negative and negative, other than to say happy Labor Day to all on the net.
4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and I'd like to welcome Russell. That's Kilo Kilo 4, Mike Quebec, November, KK4MQN. And Russell, you're down in Darlington, so I think I'd have to draw some lines in Google Maps, but I think you might get the DX award so far for tonight for my most distant contact. Once I cross over in North Carolina, my mileage kind of messes up on me, but I think Darlington is a little further as the crow flies than, say, Asheville or some of the folks up there. So anyway, Russell, sounding good over the Echolink notes, sir. Appreciate you taking the time to come back in here, and I hope you're enjoying the Labor Day weekend as well. Definitely come back and check in with us as often as you can via the Echolink note, or if you're in the area and can reach us on RF. Again, run the net every night, 365 days a year, so always good to hear you and stop by as often as you can. Echolink node taken care of. Looks like we were finished up with our Echo Through Hotel group, so we'll move to India through Lima. I through L, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
4HR. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, send 73s for each one of you. R.
Hope you and your family are doing well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling the net, Mike. Hope you and the family have a good evening. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
HR. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKB. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. Thanks for holding the net.
Big group of check-ins there as we move through the alphabet. Currently working through the India through Lima section. But up first, like to welcome James. That's Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, KK4JFO. That's James up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And James, always good to hear you on a Saturday night when I'm calling the net. Of course, always good to hear you other days as well. But apparently when I'm calling the net. So, James, sounding good into the repeater. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next, we got Sid. That's Whiskey 4 India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. And Sid, always appreciate the salutations. Yeah, the family's doing well as far as I know. A lot of times no news is good news, but they'll reach out to me if something changes. But hope you and yours are doing well as well. And I hope everything's going well up there in Fletcher, North Carolina. Sid, always good to hear you, my friend. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And last but not least, that group, we've got Duncan. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKB. And Duncan's up in Asheville. And Duncan, as always, making a good trip to the repeater from Asheville. So, again, appreciate you coming by and stopping in with us. Good to hear you on a Saturday night. All right, let's get one more call for India through Lima. I through L, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
4HR. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, and I'll be around for a comment. I do hope everybody has a good night. 7-3.
K4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to welcome Larry. That's Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo, Quebec. And Larry, couldn't close out the India through Lima group without getting you checked in. So appreciate you coming in there and bringing your sweetheart, Miss Donna. That's Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo, KC4MFK. And Larry, got you marked down for a comment or two, so we'll definitely be back to check on you how your day went when we get to the rag chew portion. Appreciate you coming by and bringing Miss Donna along. All right, we'll go ahead and move down the alphabet a little bit further now. Mike through Papa, M through P, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Good day, Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, a mobile MP mod tonight. 73, you're on the net, be negative and negative tonight.
You might have the Mike through Papa group to yourself, but that's not a problem. Again, we'll take check-ins as long as we can get them, but we'll go ahead and acknowledge your check-in there since you're out there on the mobile. Not sure if you may drop out of the umbrella of the repeater or down in our valley or something, but definitely appreciate you checking in with us, friend. Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4 NNH. And definitely be safe out there on the mobile, friend. Safe travels back to your home QTH if that's where you're headed, or to work. Not sure which way you're going, but where you're headed, definitely be safe, sir, and come back and check in with us as often as you can. All right, so let's give one more call for the Mike through Papa group. M through P, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be in and out. Thank you.
Lloyd to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. It's Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, KO4 PXB. Lloyd sounding good into the repeater tonight. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And it sounds like we might have used up the Mike through Papa check-in, so we'll slide down the alphabet just a little further to the Quebec through Tango group. Q through T, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Sure. Our NMR, name's Steve in Taylor's, and I'll hang out for a little bit.
DRON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed and Brevard. No traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
4XR, Kilo Kilo 4, Tango Romeo Juliet, KK4, TRJ, Bill and Calpin, negative negative.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Tango Juliet, Quebec, Johnny and Campobello, and I'll be negative and negative.
4HR. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Wayla Golf. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
Copy check-ins there for Saturday night for the Quebec through Tango group. First, I'd like to welcome Steve. That's Kilo Romeo 8, Mike Romeo, KR8MR. Goodness, can't get your call sign out there, Steve. I'll do better next time, I promise. But Steve, got you marked down for some comments here, so we'll definitely come back to you and find out how your day was during the RAG 2 portion of the net. And appreciate you checking in with us tonight. Up next, we got Ed. That's Whiskey Delta 8 Romeo Oscar November, WD8RON. And Ed's up in Brevard. And Ed, always love hanging out up there in Brevard, beautiful town. But haven't made it up there in a long time. Well, I say long time, pre-COVID, we'll put it that way. Definitely appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next, we got Bill. That's Kilo Kilo 4 Tango Romeo Juliet, KK4TRJ. And Bill's over in Cowpen. So, Bill, appreciate you taking the trip up to the repeater from Cowpen. Sounding good on the repeater. Up next, we've got Johnny. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Tango Juliet Quebec, KO4TJQ. And Johnny's over in Campobello. So, Johnny, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. And last but not least in that group, we've got Chris. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Gulf Lima. Oh, getting your call sign backwards, Chris. Let me start that over. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Gulf. There we go. Got it right. My eyes are just getting tired, and I can't tell the difference between the Q and the G. But definitely got you signed in there from Liberty, Chris, so appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. And just to make sure, I got your call sign, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Gulf. Yep, definitely got it in there right. So, Chris, appreciate you taking the time with us, check in with us, and always good to hear you, my friend. All right, so let's go ahead and move on down to the Ever Patient group for Saturday night. Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR. False. I thought I heard someone key up there, but I didn't hear anything else. But please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That is K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on.
Our net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Tommy to the net tonight. That's Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. And Tommy, I've heard the same thing occasionally. I'm not sure if we've got some propagation changes going on. I know as the seasons change occasionally, I think it's a repeater up in Tennessee. Occasionally it'll get some long propagation going, and we'll get like just the fringes of them. I think they share the same frequency pair that we do, and occasionally I think it does some. Anyway, it comes into our repeater occasionally, so I'm not sure if that's what it is or something else going on, but I've heard it occasionally. But I didn't hear anything either, so I think you're good. And anyway, appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Tommy, from Southern Greenville County. Always good to hear you, and appreciate you hanging out with us for a little while on Saturday night. All right, let's go ahead and give one more call here. Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. I have everybody at the moment, so let me switch over, and we'll go ahead and pause here for Echolink stations. Echolink stations only, wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Long pause there, folks. Had one station here via Echolink text message, and I was just trying to make sure I got it into the log correctly. Up next, I'd like to welcome AK4RE, Alpha Kilo 4 Romeo Echo. That's Brad, and Brad's checking in via Echolink text message from Edenton, North Carolina. And Brad, good to get you logged in here. Appreciate you checking in with us. Again, we try and use as many forms of communication. I know some of the next controllers, not to call out specific ones, but I will anyway. Like Dave, W4DJW, I think he does all kinds of different communications, Echolink, APRS message, text message. He's the one that set up our pre-net check-in. So, again, however we can get the communication done, I think, is the key. So, Brad, definitely appreciate you stopping by, and we got you checked in here via the Echolink text message feature. All right, looks like we've got everybody acknowledged on our Echolink nodes for the moment, and we've been through the alphabet at least once, and I hate to call them late check-in, so we'll call them second-round check-in. So we'll open it up to the big group, Alpha through Zulu, looking for additional check-ins to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, A through Z. If you have a letter in the suffix of your call at all and wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra Ronda. Both in Easley. Please check us in and out tonight. Good evening, everybody.
Check in Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike Scott Greenville, negative, negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Delta. And my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4 India Lima India. Both they marry. Sorry for the waits and 73. Thanks for calling the net.
There. I check in. I got the suffix of your call and part of the prefix. I got Kilo something something Echo Mike Foxtrot. Could you recheck with me?
Kilo 84 Echo Mike Foxtrot. Roger, over in Gansey. I'm pulling for the night.
To that time. And then up next, I had Larry, and then Larry, I missed Miss Rhonda's call. If you could recheck with me, that was completely my fault. I just got flustered with not being able to get Roger signed in there.
Rhonda's call is Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra, KG4AHS, and mine is KC4SKD.
I think I've got everything now, so definitely if I mess this up, definitely whoever was checking in that group, come back and check in with me. But up first, I had Roger there, Kilo Whiskey 4 Echo Mike Foxtrot, KW4EMF. And Roger, appreciate you rechecking with me to make sure I got everybody checked in here. Up next, we had Larry, that's Kilo Charlie 4 Sierra Kilo Delta, KC4SKD. And Larry brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Rhonda, that's Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra, KG4AHS. And Larry, again, apologize for that. I completely got flustered trying to go back and forth to make sure I got Roger signed in here. I messed up Rhonda's call, but appreciate your patience in getting in back in here to make sure I got everybody logged in. Up next, we've got Scott and his family, and Scott's call sign Kilo X-Ray 4 Yankee Mike, KX4YM, and Scott brings along his sweetheart, Mary. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Delta, and their daughter, Mary, Kilo Oscar 4 India Lima India, KO4ILI. So, Scott, always good to hear you, and I appreciate you bringing the family with you and getting checked in here and hanging out with us for a few minutes on Saturday night. So I think that was everybody in that group, but if anybody needs a recheck, definitely call my call sign, and we'll get it straightened out. We have everybody for the moment, so we'll give one more call here before we secure the formal portion of the net. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Clear the airwaves. Get ready for the big broadcast. This is Robert, KD4SRR, down in Newberry tonight, wasting fossil fuel to keep his radio on full power. I'll be negative at negative. 73.
Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India, KJ4BKI, Jack Rock Hill, be negative, negative.
HR. Dr. Mikey, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home and easily. Good evening to you and Miss Angela and all on the net. I'll be in and out, Mike.
Group of check-ins there as we go past the bottom half of the hour and get ready to secure the formal portion of the net. Up first, I'd like to welcome Robert. And Robert, always sounding good, my friend. I guess you're running fossil fuels on the generator. I don't know if you normally operate in that condition, but if you want to, you can recheck and just let me know if something's going on or that's just how you normally operate. But anyway, Robert, sounding good. KD4SRR, Kilo Delta 4 Sierra Romeo. And Robert, definitely sounded good. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we've got Jack. That's Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India, KJ4BKI. And Jack's over in Rock Hill. I love seeing all these different towns around South Carolina checking in. So, Jack, definitely a good distance into the repeater tonight. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next, we got one of our more famous net controllers, Gary from Wednesday night. That's Kilo India 4 Delta Oscar Sierra, KI4DOS. And Gary, always good to hear you. Gary brings along his sweetheart, Miss Joy. That's K3JOY. And Gary, definitely always good to hear your voice. Hope you and Miss Joy are doing well. All right, let's see. We've got a couple check-ins there, so we'll go ahead and give one more call, Alpha through Zulu, for additional check-ins to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. Hey, Mike, please check in N0TR. This is Tom. I'm located in Greer. And this is November 0, Tango Romeo. Good evening to you, Mike, and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
Control. Can Whiskey X-ray 4, Juliet Echo Lima, WX4JEL, that's John in Seneca. No traffic, no comment. Y'all have a great night.
Group of check-ins there. I like getting a couple at a time. Normally we have one or two trickle in, but always good. We'll keep the net open as long as we're getting check-ins. But up first, I'd like to welcome Tom. That's N0TR. Tom, hope you and Miss Bernice are doing well tonight. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next in that group, we've got Whiskey X-Ray 4, Juliet Echo Lima, WX4JEL, and that's John. And John's over in Seneca. John, appreciate you coming by to check in with us. Definitely good to get you logged in here as well. All right, sounds like we've got most of our check-in, so we'll go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net with our thanks to all the stations that have checked in and allow those stations that are wishing to secure. I know there's a lot going on, football season, family, friends, everything else, so all those stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the rag shoe portion with additional periodic stops for check-ins, additional check-ins to the net. Can't get my words out tonight. I have a couple of stations signed in here, but before we begin, we'll give one more call just in case I missed anybody. One more call for additional check-ins. Alpha through Zulu to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call AK4HR. Net control. We have everybody for the moment, so again, I'll just scroll up the log here and see who we had checked in first. Looks like Larry, KK4JBQ. So, Larry, seems like a beautiful night. I don't think the rain has moved in. At least it hasn't over here in Simpsonville. So we'll go ahead and dust off the stump here and let you take over the frequency and find out how was your day, sir.
Jay. Well, AK4HR. Derek get, you know, started and just couldn't complete the jump. That's what happened to me. Anyhow, great to talk with you, Michael. It's been a while. I don't know when was the last time you called the net. It's always kind of an occasion over here. Donna likes listening in. Anyway, I have a different radio since I talked with you last. Is this one sounding okay?
I'm just like you is all I can say. But, yeah, definitely crystal clear. Maybe the tone is a little higher, but, I mean, that would be a stretch to even say that. You know, it definitely sounds good coming into the repeater, no noise or anything. And but, I mean, again, the best thing I can say is you sound like you.
Oh, it's just a mystery to all of us how we sound to anybody else. So occasionally you want to ask of people who have talked with you before, I suppose. Well, we're already into September. Son of a gun. I wondered for a while there, I wondered if we were going to make it. But we did, and here we are. And a holiday weekend is coming up, and I wish everyone us safe. And let's be happy, too. Holiday weekend. Donna and I have no plans to go anywhere for any reason, and that's just kind of the norm around here. Being retired and not being plugged in to many places, events or occasions, you spend a lot of time indoors and a lot of time, you know, for me, on the radio. So I said I was talking on new radio. I took the one out of the car, which wasn't getting much use, and replaced the handheld that I had attached to a fairly decent antenna that's outside the shack here. So I put a mobile. I'm gradually stepping up, but I have about a 4x4 foot space here for my shack, so that doesn't allow for a lot of expansion, as you might understand. But this is an improvement for me. It's on house mains, as the English would say. So I don't have to worry about a battery anymore. I used to have individuals, you may have heard, a couple try to talk my battery dry. And I'd have two well-charged batteries before starting a net, or one that, let's say maybe Tuesday night nets, which used to go quite long, and I'd wear out both of those batteries. But now, no such thing is going to happen. I'm on mains powers. So anyway, so how's things been with you, Michael? I don't get a chance to talk with you often, so tell us about it. KK4JBQ.
HR with KK4JBQ and the rag chew portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter nets. And, you know, Larry, it sounds like we might be living parallel lives. You know, I'm not quite retired, but do work from home most of the time and just, you know, been living life, like you said. Work. We babysit our pseudo-grandbabies a couple times a week, and they seem to take a lot of time, and it's always enjoyable. We get to practice for our, I shouldn't say real grandbabies, but when my children have their children, which we haven't been blessed with yet, but we do have a family friend that has blessed us with two amazing little girls that we get to keep a couple times a week. So they keep us busy, as grandchildren and children often do. And then been traveling just a little bit here and there, nowhere major, just down to visit our children down at the coast, down in Bluffton. So there's always something that seems to occupy the day. So between work and children and things going on and in-laws and fur babies and real babies and everything, just always something. But like you said, here we are in September again. Seems like just yesterday I was in August saying, I've got to enjoy the rest of the summer before September gets here. And then, of course, September's here. So, you know, actually, again, not the most exciting thing, but actually went and got my hair cut on Friday, and I was speaking to the young lady there and said basically the same thing. I was like, I don't get out much, but when the wife tells me I need a haircut, it's a motivation to get out and get that done. So, you know, I told her, I was like, I only look at it two times a day, so I don't really pay attention to how it looks most of the time. But occasionally, you know, I have to do what she asked me to do, which is, you know, again, a small price to pay for the blessing of having her in my life, I guess. So, but anyway, like I say, not a whole lot. But you had mentioned being out and about. I know this week has been just kind of terrible for traffic, so to speak. My one daughter is actually moving back up to Charlotte, and they left with a moving van. I guess it was yesterday, and they got stuck in traffic on the way to Charlotte, and I think it took what normally would be a 3-hour drive if they ran into traffic, and was almost 8 hours for them to get from their old house to their new house with the moving van in tow with them. So, like you said, moving and traveling right now is just not my favorite thing, so I just stay home as well.
For it is rather odd that it seems we have parallel lives in a way. I'm due for a haircut as well, but it'll be a few days yet. My haircutter their chain has an app which I've not been able to figure out. I have to tell you that I'm challenged when it comes to using the phone for anything except phone call. I can manage that just fine. But I'm aware that it does like 400,000 different things. And one of them is schedule an appointment at the cutter. So they know when to expect you in, and you can just walk in, and within 5 minutes, you're sitting in a chair. That's kind of nice if you can work it out. I haven't talked to anybody else that has a problem, and they don't seem to indicate when I am there and I speak of my problem, they don't indicate that it's their fault at all. It's my fault. You go figure it out, guy. You know, they got this little pamphlet of a thing, little folded up piece of paper that they're handing out to everybody, of course, if they got my problem. But anyway, that's a challenge. And yeah, so yes, it's I'm glad you cleared that up with the pseudo grandbabies. That was going to be a question. An interesting way to refer to. Well, Donna has godchildren, which is, you know, just something that some people do and others don't, I guess. But two little girls, they're not local. When she gets to see them, it's real special. And we talked about them just today, as a matter of fact. One is 8, and the other one is going on 14. So they're marvelous girls. They're living up around Rochester, New York. And marvelous family. I knew the mother, one of Donna's friends. I knew her before she was even married, so we've known this couple for a long time. She's an attorney now, and a very good one for a small town around Rochester there. Anyway, and another thing I got involved in, just because, I suppose, learning a little more about APRS today. It's a little disconcerting in a way that if you buy in, I don't know, if you buy shares in APRS, then you can transmit on a schedule, I suppose, exactly where you are, maybe what you're doing. I don't know. But in as much as we have these little devices that listen to every word we speak, even inside the privacy of our own homes. It might not be too bad, too concerning for most that you can go. I'm looking at a page right now with my own information on it and a lot of other hams that whose names and call signs everybody would know. It's an APRS map, and all this stuff is going on 24 hours a day. What do you think of it? KK4JBQ.
I think you were mentioning APRS. I've played around with APRS a little bit, and I'll kind of do cycles where I'll kind of, you know, have my HT in the car and just to see if I can pick up some APRS stations, or if I'm traveling or even hiking, see if I can get, you know, a little map of where I've been going. And I have the same concern, I guess. Sometimes I wonder, I'm like, that's, you know, you can put all kinds of information. And I think about, like, our cell phones are probably transmitting more information than APRS is. So, and I'm like, well, you know, it's probably only hams that are really concerned about APRS. So, you know, it's relatively safe, I guess, you know, because, again, I don't know anybody else outside of the ham community that would say, let me go see where Mike Wilson is, you know, this day, and based on his APRS track. But, you know, it is definitely something fun to do and message and back and forth. And I think I may have mentioned a couple years ago, I don't know why, it tickled me one day. I was listening or had APRS map on my computer, and I started getting a beacon from a ham on an airplane. And I was watching the track, and I was like, it's going to come, or he's going to fly right over my house. And I don't know why, that was just like the most interesting thing. I mean, you know, GPS will tell you right where you are, and, you know, but I was watching his track. He flew from Charlotte to Atlanta, or I think he was headed to Atlanta. But it was just, I don't know why it was so interesting. When it got, you know, a couple miles from my house, I just went outside, looked up in the sky, watched my HT, and was getting the beacons from his airplane, and I just thought that was the neatest thing, to be able to see him as he flew over my house. But yeah, technology is an interesting thing. Like you were mentioning, the app for the making an appointment for the haircut, because now everybody wants an app for everything to schedule. You know, I'm really bad about Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A has an app, and you know, my wife. I won't want to stand in line at occasions, so we'll just go in and sit down. And you can actually order directly to your table from the app. You just put the table number, and they'll bring it to you. And I don't know. You know, sometimes I think technology is a wonderful thing, but then the flip side is there's just so much of our lives that are connected to it that people don't even talk. You know, and I'm just as bad. We were sitting at a family gathering with the in-laws, and my daughter was here, again, prepping for her move. And, you know, she kind of laughed. And she's like, not that I feel old, but she's like, when did the old people get to the technology? You know, because we were all, which was definitely out of character.
Hey guys, it's KO4WWZ. So I've been out here listening for a few minutes, and I heard y'all talking about, you know, APRS and maps and stuff, and I've heard some things about, you know, for some possible safety concerns, but here's my question regarding ATRS, because as you just mentioned, you could, you know, just pull up a GPS on your phone, and if you have locations set with your contacts, you can see where the contacts are. So I'm just wondering what the difference between ATRS and GPS is.
Well, GPS, again, is the location. You know, that's your coordinates. And then APRS is Automated Packet Reporting System. And it's basically just allows your transceiver to send data, packet data, at a defined interval. Again, a lot of people use APRS for their position, but you can use it for a lot of different things. There's some folks that use it for information about repeaters. They use it for information about their weather station. They send out, like, temperature, rain. I forget exactly. It's kind of like Twitter in that you're limited in the number of characters you can send. And I'll be honest, I don't remember the number of characters, but you can actually attach a message. You can attach an icon, which, you know, it could be like you walking, it could be a car, a truck. There's a set number of icons. But you can definitely do a Google search on APRS, and there's almost more information than you need on there. But definitely, you can research it. But really, APRS is Automated Packet Reporting System. A lot of people say Automated Position Reporting System, but it does a lot more than just report your position. It's kind of like a real-time, I'm trying to remember the actual phrase, I think it's a real-time tactical information reporting system is how it's actually touted. But again, a lot of people use it just for position, but it's actually for messaging through the ham radio frequency. So.
That was actually answering my question. I'll let you get back to your QSO. And it's a pleasure talking to you today. I know KK4JDQ's in there. Hello, sir. Pleasure to hear you today. Who else do I got in here?
Mike, that's okay. All right.
Larry, go ahead. Pick it up, sir.
Well, Chandler, it's nice to hear you on the air. Interested in APRS. It's been varied in my experience in ham radio. Interesting, the fellow who developed it just passed away just a few months back. And he was years in developing it. And it went places he had no idea that it would go. Michael mentioned that information from a repeater site can be sent. So, yes, you can have the repeater communicate. Oh, if it has a backup battery, it's on solar power, for instance. Well, what's the voltage on the battery? It can send that. What's its amount of air time? What's the ambient temperature? And if you're at a site where wind is problematic from time to time, you can get wind speed. It just depends on what you want to connect to it in terms of information. And it will put that on the internet, and anyone can access it at any time. It's kind of cool, but you'd really want to have a purpose to get engaged, I should think. But purposes are different everywhere you look. Everybody has a different purpose for everything. Anyway, there are people in the club who are very aware and knowledgeable about APRS if you have questions. Just toss them out. I'm not one of those people. I'm just learning about it. Saw my first map today. And that's why I brought it up. Anyway, Mike, I'm going to turn it back over to you. I know there's at least one more person that wants to talk with you, and it's always a pleasure to have you as our net control. And a pleasure to talk with you, sir. You have a good night, and thanks again for calling the net. KK4JPQ. I'm clear.
It's always, again, a pleasure to talk with you. And like I say, I do mean it when I talk about it. It's always good to hear new voices, but it's a different thing when you hear voices you've talked to. You know, it's a different appreciation, I guess. So, you know, I know I've only been in the ham community for, I guess, since about 2010, so 12 years now. And I know folks have been around a lot longer or a lot shorter. But, you know, there are certain voices and call signs and, you know, we're open to everybody, but it's always good. I mean, I don't know. I'm saying coming home to, you know, a comfy, warm blanket kind of a thing. You know, the new blanket's great, but that one that's been around for a while, if that makes sense. But anyway, you know, the voices that have been on the repeater, I know you mentioned earlier the Tuesday night net. I was actually thinking about the other day. You know, when I first got on this repeater, there was a group of hams that would get on can't even remember all the call signs, but they were they would talk the night away. You know, I would fall asleep with my HT on. I would be downstairs, Angie would be upstairs, or the kids would be upstairs or something, and I would just be reading or something, doing something, and had the radio on, and they would talk into the wee hours of the morning, and you know, and I would just listen and usually fall asleep, and then I would wake up when one of them keyed back up or something, cut the radio off and go to bed. But just always something nice to hear, so some friendly voices on the radio is where I was going with that. So anyway, Larry, definitely good to talk to you. Hey, and Chandler, can you give me your call sign one more time? I don't think I had you checked into the net, and I will go ahead and check you in. Over.
Yeah, short green. Call sign is Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Scissor. KO4WWZ. And my apologies, I did not know you were still on the net. I thought since it was pretty much after 9, the net was over. So, my bad.